One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
AM 657 kilohertz, that's where you are still at. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for joining us on this lovely Thursday evening, the 12th of January 2023. And of course, my name is simply called Godfrey Mabi, and the program is Thursday Live. Welcome to the second hour of the program, and the second and the last hour. And of course, it is during this time of the program where we get to talk to somebody from the Global Business Roundtable. And this time around, we are joined by Brizo. Brizo Motseo, Apostle Brizo Motseo is with us on the line. Apostle, good evening and welcome.
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. And your line is crackling big time. I don't know whether we'll be able to get a crystal clear, you know, talk from you or message from me. I hope that as it goes, it'll be much better. If you can move around for me, please.
Moving around, you'll tell me when I'm coming well.
I hope it'll get much better, but let's give it a try. Please give us more information about who you are. Who is Apostle Brizo Motseo?
Brizo Motseo is a servant of the Lord. I'm a pastor by calling, fully sold out to serving the Lord and fulfilling the purpose for which I was born, which is to feed the flock of God with the word of God. Like Jeremiah says, chapter 3, verse 15, I'll give you shepherds after my own heart, will feed you with knowledge. So feeding the body of Christ with knowledge, that is my purpose.
All right. Where were you born and where are you based ministry-wise?
I was born in a village down somewhere in Bulawayo called Ramamai, but right now I am based in Tefluok.
Okay, we are in Limpopo.
Yes.
Limpopo or Limpompo?
Limpopo.
That name, I don't know whether people don't want to, they deliberately just don't want to pronounce it correctly. It's Mpumalanga. It's Mpumalanga. It's in Mpumalanga. And others are saying Limpompo.
I think it's Limpopo, not Limpompo.
I agree with you there. So it's 15 after 7 on Radio Puppet, your daily companion. Yes, we have him on the line with us. That's Apostle Brizo Motseo. And talking about your true identity, right, in Christ. What a way of starting the year, knowing who you are in Him, which is very, very important. And what's the word saying about that? And how important is that for people to know their true identity?
Can you repeat that again?
I'm saying thank you very much for bringing up that question. And please share with us with regard to what the word is saying so that people can know how important that is to know their true identity.
Thank you very much. First and foremost, let me greet the listeners and just say to them, welcome and thank you, Godfrey. It's an opportunity, it's a privilege to just share with the people of God with regard to their real identity in Christ, because except you come to know who you really are in Christ, even your prayers might be irrelevant. You might find yourself praying and asking things that are already yours because you don't know yet who you are. I would like to start by saying, when you read in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 19, you realize that after Jesus gave the disciples the commission to say, go and preach the gospel to every creature, the Bible says he ascended into heaven and he was seated at the right hand of the Father. Sitting down speaks of completing that which he came to do. So Jesus was done with that which he came to do, and he ascended into heaven and he was seated at the right hand of the Father. But amazingly, when you read of the encounter of Paul on his way to Damascus, you find him narrating the same story or narrating the same occurrence in Acts chapter 26. This time around, he brings it out with more details. He says in verse 16, he says, this is what Jesus said to him, but rise and stand up on your feet, and I have appeared to you for this purpose. Meaning this time around, Jesus was revealing Paul's purpose for living. He was saying, I know you have been living and trying to find who you are and that which you are born for, and you ended up being a killer, pursuing the Christians and killing them because you have not come to know who you are. So he's saying this encounter will reveal the purpose for which you are born. And among the things that he told him, they are part of his purpose, because he says, I have come to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will reveal to you. And he says to him in verse 18, he says, your purpose will be to open the eyes of the Gentiles. And he says, when you have opened their eyes, he says, in order to turn them from darkness to light. I love it. So he says, Paul, when you go to the people that I send you to, who are the Gentiles, you will open their eyes. And the purpose of opening their eyes, you must turn them from darkness to light. And he says, the power of Satan, God. And tells what will happen after he has turned them from darkness to light. He says that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Christ. Can you imagine, Godfrey? Jesus is saying to Paul, I am concerned. I was seated at the right hand of the Father. I had fulfilled all that which I had come to do on earth. But I had a concern because people were still looking unto darkness and people were still focused on the power of Satan. So I had to move or ascend or stand up from the right hand of the Father and appear to you, because there's something that is my desire but it's not yet happening with the people. I want you to go and have the purpose, and your purpose is to turn them from darkness to light. And he says, when you have turned them from darkness to light, they will receive, they will not ask, they will receive the forgiveness of sins. Meaning, what you are focused on determines what you receive. As long as they are focused on darkness, as long as they are focused on the power of Satan, they cannot receive the forgiveness of sins and the inheritance that is theirs, that which belongs to them. They cannot receive it as long as they are focused on darkness, as long as they are focused on the power of Satan. So he says to him, if you can manage to turn them from focusing on darkness and cause them to turn to light, then they will be able to receive the forgiveness of sins and their inheritance. And darkness is first a place where we were taken from. When you read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, he says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. He says, his chosen people, that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. First, we are to turn from the darkness where we were. So we were in darkness, now we are in his marvelous light. That is the first place, or that is the first darkness. It is where we were, and light is where we are called into. And secondly, darkness is what we were, and light is who we are. That's where my message is when I say knowing your real identity in Christ. Because he says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, he says, you were darkness, and now you are the light in Christ. We were darkness, now we are the light.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Where light is who we are, or light is your inner man, is your spirit. When the Bible, whenever you read verses like John chapter 1, verse 5, when it says light shines in darkness and darkness comprehended it not, it is simply talking about you, meaning when you, whenever you enter, it doesn't matter the activities of darkness. They must come to an end because you as the light, you have appeared into that place. I love what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. He says, in this crooked and perverse generation, we are to shine as the light, meaning we as the light, we are not supposed to be complaining of the darkness. Darkness is supposed to be complaining about us.
Because so we don't have to fear darkness. We just have to shine. And once we shine, then the darkness problem is automatically solved. I would like us to go back to Apostle Paul's calling and looking at how he started it all with the zeal that he had. I think he had a burning desire to serve, you know, the kingdom, to serve his creator and all that. But he did it wrongly. He did wrongly. I want us to see if maybe there is something that we can learn from that. And then again, right when he thought that he had, you know, the voice correctly, and he must now go out there and serve, And there was some confusion there because he thought he was called to serve the Jews. And then something came later to clarify his calling to say, no, you're not actually served to call this group of people, but yeah, to serve the Gentile. What is that we can learn from there? I mean, are we supposed to not, you know, have our calling streamlined the way it was? I mean, Paul's life was, or calling was, or we just called and then we just serve whoever we need to serve, or are we supposed to have a clear mandate with regard to the people that we are supposed to serve and the ministry that we are called in? Because like right now, some people are evangelists the following day, they are apostles the following day, they are bishops and what have you. It looks like the calling is not supposed to be, there shouldn't be any confusion, more especially to the called. How can you clarify that one for us?
In knowing the group that you're supposed to minister to, especially Paul, it was the clarity of the message that came to him that he made him know which group he was sent to. Because when you realize the gospel of Paul is the gospel of grace, which became very relevant to the Gentiles because therefore they were unworthy. Therefore, this God is the God of the Jews. So we are the Gentiles of idols. So his message in the basic sense that, because you realize that Paul's message would have been relevant to the Jews because he was a Pharisee, remember? He learned at the feet of Gamaliel. So his message would have been relevant to the Jews. But God kind of did not want him to rely on that which he was or he knew before he called him. So he comes and says, I'm giving you a message. And when you check your message, you'll realize that the group that will understand it clearly is the Gentiles. So in the calling, when you know or you have a message, you get to know the group that will understand your message. Actually, your message defines the group that you are called to. So when you understand the message, because the danger is when people are just speaking, but they don't have a message. They don't know who to speak to. But the message, the clarity of the message that you get from the Lord is the one that gives you the clarity as to which group you are sent to. Because when you take verse 18, it clarifies him that the actual group that is sent to you or the people that are sent to you is the Gentiles rather than the Jews. I don't know if I...
No, you did. You did clarify that. That means it's very important for people to know these things. And, okay, let's continue with what else you have for us, sir.
And in your... Like, if one is not awakened to three things, there will not be a change in one's life as a Christian. There must be three things that you come to their awareness in your salvation. There must be three dimensional areas of your life that you are awakened to. When you read in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, God says to Moses, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. So one must realize what is it that I am made the moment I come into Christ. Secondly, you must know the things that you are given so that you don't continue asking for them. He says in Joshua chapter 6, verse 2, he says to Joshua, see, because both verses, even Exodus chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, it says, see, meaning be aware, walk in the consciousness of that which you have made. He says, see, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh, meaning be aware of it. Secondly, Joshua chapter 6, verse 2, he says, see, I have given Jericho into your hand. First, you have to see who you are made. Secondly, see what you are given. And also Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. God says to Jeremiah, see, I have set you over kingdoms and nations. So you have to see or walk in the consciousness and the awareness of who you are. I have made you. Secondly, I have given. See, I have given. See the things that you are given. Thirdly, see, I have set you over nations and kingdoms. So one is a Christian to know who they are in Christ. Secondly, what is it that they give? Where they are seated with Christ in heavenly places and powers. That will choose confidence as to complex Christians and they'll find themselves complaining about things that were changed before they were in Christ. Already comes with power, authority to address them because they know who they are.
Wow. Hello. Yes, it looks like we are losing you a bit there. It's 27 after 7 on AM 657 kilohertz. I don't think This line should disappoint us right when we're about to wrap up our discussion with Apostle Brizo on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And of course, we are talking about knowing your true identity in Christ. It's a message that I believe it cannot be, you know, exhausted in one program and in 20 minutes, like we having 20 minutes now. It's something that needs and that requires a series, because people don't even know who they are. They just know themselves by, you know, their church affiliation, and sometimes by their race, sometimes by their tribes and all that. But we hardly really take this thing of identifying ourselves, you know, with Christ seriously. And I think it's something that we should be concerned of.
When you check Ephesians 2:4, it says, Paul says to Timothy, he says, God desire all men to be saved. That is the first step. And he says, may come to the knowledge of truth. It doesn't end with salvation. When you're a believer, it's good. You must go further and know what you are given and where you are seated as a Christian. That's what.
Yes. Okay, can you move around for us there? You're about to wrap up in 1 minute's time. So, yeah, if you can move around for us, because we don't really want to miss or lose out on what you have for us in closing. Because, yes, we started well and the line behaved, but now in the last minute, it wants to disappoint. And it's not something that we are going to allow it to do. So, yes, sir, continue talking.
No, the knowledge of the truth, it infuses goodness in you. You are no longer praying for the things that are already there. You walk in their manifestation, or your goal is to pursue the manifestation and their reality in your life. Because like I said, in 1 Timothy 2:4, it says, God desires all men to be saved, after they're saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth. According to John 8:32, it says, it is the knowledge of the truth that will make you free. It is not the knowledge of the truth that sets you free. When you get saved, you're already set free. One man gives a good example. He says it's like a jailer in prison, whereby they sign the papers of release and they're given to the keeper of the jail. If the prisoner doesn't come to the knowledge of the signing of the paper that has set them free, they will never be made free. So Christians are made free from a whole lot of things, that they don't come to their knowledge, they still stay in bondage. So we must come to the knowledge of who we are, what we have, and what we are given in Christ.
Thank you very much. We are honored to have, you know, had this inspiring and powerful message from you. Hopefully, people will be, you know, taking this seriously, and don't just take your word for it, but they'll go and search the scriptures with regard to what the word says. They are being the new creation or creation in Christ. Thank you very much, sir. And for those who'd like to talk to you, how can they get hold of you?
Those who would like to talk to me and get started on what I was sharing on, my number is 079-633-2633. Just to repeat in case I was too fast. 079-633-2633.
Okay. It's 079-633-2633.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for your time.
And thank you so much. It's a privilege and honor.
Okay. That was Apostle Brizo. Motel on AM657. That number again is 079-633-2633. That's his contact details there.
There is so much more for you to enjoy and explore on TBN in Africa. We bring you up-to-date and uplifting Christian programming and entertainment, and we will continue to do so in our quest to bring you credible and authentic programming designed for you and your family. At TBN in Africa, you can explore a wealth of content right from your home and enjoy access to many resources to help you shape your Christian journey. Join your TBN family on DSTV channel 343 and experience authentic Christian television like never before. To find out more, go to tbninafrica.org. TVN in Africa, for you for life.